Happy Monday. Today is Monday, August the 22nd, 2022, first day of school here at UTC. Today's daily Bible readings come to us from Psalm 10, Jeremiah 7, 1 through 15, Hebrews 3, 7 through 4, 11, Psalm 109, 21 through 31, and Ezekiel 21 through 17, ending with Hebrews again, with two different sets of readings. And today is Monday, so we're going to keep up with our friend Malcolm. And I'm going to read, there were two Psalms today, but I'm going to do Psalm 10, primarily because it's the whole Psalm, whereas the other selection today is a selection from a Psalm, which is a much longer Psalm. But we're going to look at Psalm 10, and then we're going to read Malcolm's response to that, his sonnet on Psalm 10, remember, this is Latin, so I'm probably going to mess this up. Ut quid domine. And Psalm 10, just before we get into it, it's interesting. It's not a language, it's not a voice that we use very much with God. This is the faithful of God. And I think sometimes you need to read these Psalms in, like, you know, conversation with the prophets and maybe, you know, think, you understand that these people may not necessarily be, like, you know, on the right footing to be calling after God like this, but nevertheless, it's the faithful who are, they're kind of getting after God. You know, this starts with the question, why do you stand so far away? And it's this idea that they need God to stand up and finally fight for those who can't fight for themselves. They can't understand why God hasn't just rushed in and saved the people. So, Psalm 10. Why, O Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? In arrogance, the wicked persecute the poor. Let them be caught in the schemes they have devised. For the wicked boast of the desires of their heart. Those greedy for gain curse and renounce the Lord. In the pride of their countenance, the wicked say, God will not seek it out. All their thoughts are, there is no God. Their ways prosper at all times. Your judgments are on high out of their sight. As for their foes, they scoff at them. They think in their heart, we shall not be moved. Throughout all generations, we shall not meet adversity. Their mouths are filled with cursing and deceit and oppression. Under their tongues are mischief and iniquity. They sit in ambush in the village. In hiding places, they murder the innocent. Their eyes stealthily watch for the helpless. They lurk in secret like a lion in its covert. They lurk that they may seize the poor. They seize the poor and drag them off in their net. They stoop, they crouch, and the helpless fall by their might. They think in their heart, God has forgotten. He has hidden his face. He will never see it. Rise up, O Lord. O God, lift up your hand. Do not forget the oppressed. Why do the wicked renounce God and say in their hearts, you will not call us to account? But you do see. Indeed, you know trouble and grief, and you may take it into your hands. The helpless commit themselves to you. You have been the helper of the orphan. Break the arm of the wicked and the evildoer. Seek out their wickedness until you find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations shall perish from his land. O Lord, you will hear the desire of the meek. You will strengthen their heart. You will incline your ear to do justice for the orphan and the oppressed, so that those from earth may strike terror no more. And now, Psalm 10, the sonnet Psalm 10 from Malcolm Geitz, David's Crown. We sing with all the daughters of true Zion, but now our song must be a rebel song, a song against the proud devouring lion. A song that cries aloud, O Lord, how long? How long will you stand back and let them be, these vicious tricksters thinking they're so strong, who make a boast of their own vanity, capricious leaders feeding with their desire for self-aggrandizement, whose idiocy sickens the nations that they should inspire? They care for nothing but themselves and say that God will never see it. They retire onto their yachts and golf courses where they still mock the people they oppress. Arise, arise, my God, and give the poor their day. So that's the DBR for today. Get out and enjoy the day and maybe do some work on your own too. Give the poor their day. Boop.